I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna. So, Father, it says, "I am the Lord of the armies of heaven, Adonai Sabaoth. I am the warrior king, and this is indeed a time of great spiritual warfare. And don't think that I don't know this or perceive this or see this and loose it into the hearts of my children that I'm calling into boot camp and into to greater levels of discipline and training for this hour." Hold on a second. I have to answer this. Can't you hear the trumpets blowing? Can't you hear the shofar sounding? You know, you can do nothing apart from me. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You can only trust in my name. You cannot trust in the arm of flesh. Lord, I know your weaknesses. I know your insecurities. I know your frailties. I know all of these things, and yet I am sovereign over them. If you allow me to be sovereign over them, if you allow me to be and take my rightful place in your life as sovereign of sovereigns, King of kings and Lord of lords, for I am ever mindful of you. I'm ever mindful of the birds, the little tiny finches that fall to the earth, and every hair on your head. I know you're uprising and you're down sitting. I know the end from the beginning, because I am the Alpha and Omega. And I'm coming with the sword of circumcision to my church now. And this sword is called the Word of God, and it will circumcise the flesh and the carnality and the fleshy, uncircumcised hearts, that they might know. So there are many who call themselves Christians, and they don't even know what they believe, and they do not follow my teachings. They have not built their house on the rock. They are not the fortress, the rock of their salvation. They've been on shifting sands, and without me, without my word and my spirit, they will be washed into the ocean of forgetfulness, and they will lose their way. They will drown. So I'm merciful. My blood cries out mercy, even for some who have been jabbed, I'm going to come. I know I'm going to come, and I'm going to bring my revenge on the powers of darkness, all who call upon my name and humble themselves before me. And think not that it's that they have done this by their own, you know, acts of righteousness. They have not. For I alone will be sovereign. I alone am sovereign over sin and sickness. I alone am sovereign over the universe. Who is like me in all the heavens amongst the gods? There is none who can declare a thing before it happens. Who, when he acts, nothing can reverse it. And I am acting, and nothing will reverse it. So I'm calling, and I'm commissioning, and I'm engaging. Not a pleasant, carnal, comfortable Christianity that interprets my word according to their pleasures and desires, but those who have fire in their hearts and fire in their heads and are encased in steel armor and who are and wreaking the vengeance of God. For this is the day of the Sovereign Lord, in preparation for the wrath of the Lamb to be poured out on the wicked and to purge the sin that has destroyed my creation. Who is like me?
Hallelujah, Father. Kuram daya rakata tramayandra bakaramakura. Shibon daya rakandaya rakata tramayandra bakaramakura. Hallelujah.
Do you have an interpretation for that?
Well, the only thing is that I was about to say that I needed a baptism of fire. And then it just happened. Praise God. And I saw quickly a picture of the cows, and I had to think of the 7 years of harvest and the 7 years of of I mean 7 years of abundance and 7 years of
Famine.
yes, and but I felt I had more the impression that God wants to give strategy for the resources.
Yes.
To have abundance even in times of hunger.
Yes. Yes. And I also was getting an interpretation of your word. I recognize several words were Romance language, like kur, the heart of God, the fire in their hearts, and that they will have the fire of God in their hearts. And when you started praying, I saw these treasures. I mean, jewels and crowns and scepters and beautiful things, right? Beautiful things, worthy of a king, worthy of the kingdom. And and the Lord is saying, these beautiful things, not only overcomers, and they're the booty, they're the prophets, they're the rewards for the deliverances and the salvations and your personal overcoming issues in your life through the fire of God's heart, but they have been taken from the dragon, and they will be put into the possession of those who have been faithful with the resources, faithful when he said yes, faithful when he said no, faithful when he says come, and faithful when he says don't go. And da 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 ba so to.